Let's go Hollywood.
CBS Radio presents transcribed the noted Hollywood commentator, George Fisher.
Tonight you'll hear Paul Douglas, Keenan Wynn, and more movie stars as they take off on a world tour for the GIs on this, a different view of This Week in Hollywood.
And now for the off-guard and on-tape story of Hollywood's movie stars at home, at work, and at play, listen as George Fisher says...
Let's go Hollywood.
First, George Fisher looks at This Week in Hollywood.
This Week in Hollywood, for the second straight year at Christmas time, many of Hollywood's top stars gave up their holidays to embrace GIs during this holiday season. Many of them are entertaining at hospitals and camps in America. Many more are flying to Korea, Alaska, Greenland, Labrador, and Africa at this moment. They are supremely unselfish folk of Hollywood. The Hollywood Coordinating Committee, headed by George Murphy, sparks this operation overseas each year. And a bare 3 hours before the takeoff Friday, George Murphy and his aides hosted a 6 a.m. breakfast at the Beverly Hills Hotel. 3 hours later, the 98 stars and entertainers took to the air to bring happiness where only abject misery and heartbreak are felt, the fighting fronts. What prompts some stars to go, some to stay? I think you'll enjoy hearing firsthand these comments from the stars who left their homes in Hollywood this Christmas time to go overseas. Before I take you to the Beverly Hills Hotel, first let's listen to Clancy Cassell.
You know, all work and no play would make anyone else a dull boy, but not Arthur Godfrey. Arthur Godfrey Time brings us a full hour and a half of unpredictable fun and laughter every afternoon over CBS Radio. And it's wonderful the way Arthur Godfrey makes these great 90-minute programs sound like all play and no work. With Arthur G. on these broadcasts are the Little Godfreys, including featured songstress Jeanette Davis, Hawaiian singer Hale Loke, Julius La Rosa, the Mariners, and the Cordettes vocal groups, announcer Tony Marvin and Archie Blyer's orchestra. So here's a tip for your weekday afternoons. Make your chores disappear and enjoy Arthur Godfrey Time every day, Monday through Friday, on most of these same CBS radio stations. If you add Arthur Godfrey to any shindig, you know you're going to have fun. And it's certainly true of his Talent Scout show every Monday night on CBS Radio. Add Godfrey's pixie personality to the talents of his young professional entertainers, and your radio automatically radiates laughter plus variety entertainment. Monday night, don't miss Arthur Godfrey and his Talent Scouts for another round of fun. Now, let's go to the Beverly Hills Hotel and George Fisher's first-hand report with some of the stars leaving for overseas. He talks first to Johnny Grant.
We have real solid vaudeville acts. There's no names going up there. I mean, locally, people would know Jenny Jackson and Tony Lovello. I guess you'd know, Beverly Michaels is going, and also, the little Cindy Garner from Universal. And no tremendous names, but they're all good acts. We have about 10 showstoppers, if you know what I mean.
I think that you're probably the smartest of the group to bring plenty of girls, because if the guys want anything above and beyond entertainment, they want to look at beautiful girls.
Well, I tell you, George, since Korea broke out, we've been going out about every weekend, and that includes 3 tours out of the country, and I found that they want girls that can do something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they just don't want to look at a girl. This war, it's different. The fellas expect a show. They want a good show. And they want a clean show. Now, I know a lot of people have gone out and done dirty material. That isn't expected, and the fellas don't want it. They'll laugh, but it'll be an embarrassed sort of a laugh. You give them a good, clean show, a wisecracking character that'll talk about the general and the second lieutenant and the army chow, and a girl that'll sing or dance or come out and does a good skit, you're home free, of course, along with some songs and an accordion player like Tony Lovello and a gal that sings like Jenny Jackson. I could take the two of them and we could do 2 hours.
Well, I think it sounds like you have a perfectly wonderful show, Johnny. And how long do you think you'll be gone on the trip?
Well, I think we'll all be gone 17 days, George. As last year, the units all went out the same day and came back on the same.
Whereabouts will you be spending Christmas Day?
We'll be, I'm told, by Colonel Joe Getz, 32 miles from Russia.
It's just too close for comfort.
As a matter of fact, it is. But we'll be right up on one of the Aleutians, and I don't know which one it is. I don't have the schedule here, but we'll be real close, and we're doing 2 shows that day, and thank goodness we're together that day. It'll be one big unit.
Now, here is lovely Dawn Adams.
Hi, George, again. I forgot to tell you, we're stopping off tonight in Honolulu, my first visit to Hawaii. And I hope to be invited to a luau, though I don't think we'll have much time. And I've only got ski clothes with me. Do you think that would be fashionable at a luau in Honolulu?
I imagine that you can borrow a hulu skirt without any problem.
A hulu? No, not a hulu. A hula.
Hula.
A hula skirt,
I've never been over there, Don. It's one of my ambitions to flay to Honolulu, but it's exciting to know that in just a few hours, maybe 10, 11 hours, you will be in Honolulu. I wish I could sneak along.
And you know something else? We miss a day. We're crossing the international dateline, so we'll be there practically before we've left. You know, one of those silly things.
One of those things where you're gone for 17 days and come back and decide you and find out that you've only been gone 15 days.
That's right. So, well, goodbye again.
Thank you very much, Don Adams. Another early arrival here at the breakfast, the early dawn breakfast at the Beverly Hills Hotel, is Beverly Michaels. Beverly, I haven't seen you since Hugo Haas's pickup. Oh, I guess I have seen you a couple of times.
Yes, I think I've seen you at a few previews, George. You're looking very well.
My gosh, I didn't know you were going. What part of the world are you heading off for?
I'm going to Alaska.
You
Can't
are.
You see my long underwear?
Well, listen, they can use long underwear in Korea. Debbie Reynolds has got on red flannels, by the way.
Well, mine are green.
They are. You're not showing them, though. What will you do over there, Beverly? I mean, all I thought you could do would be to look very seductive and very beautiful.
Well, thank you, George, but I'll tell you what I have planned. I have a very cute skit that they did on Command Performance about a whack lieutenant returning from the war and her husband wasn't in the service, and it's a real cute radar bit. And then I'm also going to sing La Vie en Rose in French, and Johnny Grant is going to interpret it in English. And
how wonderful.
We think that's going to be quite a bit of fun.
It certainly will. You must be looking. Have you ever been on one before?
No, this is my first time out. I'm
what
really
kind
excited
of Christmas
about
plans
it.
Did you make since you're going to be away from Hollywood on Christmas Day?
What do you mean, Christmas plans?
I just wondered, with family and exchanging presents, and will you...
Well, I plan on celebrating when I get back. And my family, you know, is in the East, so they won't miss me too much.
How did you decide, Beverly, to go on a trip like this? To really take a lot of time from your life and at a very important time, the holidays?
Well, I felt that it was something that any of us who can do it should do it. And I think it's going to be... give me just the right spirit and the right feeling for Christmas, and I'm very, very excited and very happy about it, George.
It was just about a year ago that I talked to Paul Douglas, and about the only time I get to talk to him is either one at Academy Awards or when he's going somewhere on a USO tour. And also, Paul Douglas, I may say that I grabbed you before you've even had a cup of coffee. This 6 o'clock time of gathering here at the Beverly Hills Hotel is quite weird. But this time, I understand you're going back to Korea?
We're going back, and the reason we're going back is a very simple one. Naturally, there's no novelty, there's no sort of joyous venture or fun thing about it. But we were fortunate enough last year to be among the few people during the holiday season who got to Korea and could see exactly what goes on. And... we just couldn't honestly sit. I'm speaking in the, not in an editorial we, but I'm speaking for my wife, Jan Sterling, and myself, that we just couldn't sit home at Christmas time and feel right, that's all, because those kids are so wonderful that anything that anyone can do, if it's the Red Feather, the community chest, camp shows, USO, any kind of a little contribution to help bring some ray of light, or not light, because it's not a matter of moral desperation, but just a change of a miserable life over there. Anything that you can do, you, as a human being, you're obligated to do it.
Of course, Paul, I think that you have expressed very nicely the sentiments of everyone going, and perhaps people listening will understand why movie stars are giving up this wonderful holiday season. If they don't understand after this, I guess they never will.
Well, I don't mean to sort of correct you, George. We're not giving up. We're gaining. That's all.
Isn't that wonderful of Paul Douglas? Now, before watching the stars take off, let's listen again to Clancy Cassell.
And say, people are more fun than anything. If you notice, get aboard the self-same airwaves every Tuesday night when Art Linkletter introduces another batch of ordinary folks who help him prove that people are funny. You'll meet folks like yourselves, your neighbors, residents of Main Street and End of the Line USA. You'll find it great entertainment discovering with Art Linkletter that people are funny every Tuesday night. And you know, life can be fun also, particularly when it's Life with Luigi. Tune in Tuesday evenings over most of these same CBS radio stations as Luigi Vasco, the lovable little Italian immigrant, embarks on another hilarious escapade. Tuesday evenings, too, you'll hear Hollywood Music Hall, a sparkling half hour of refreshing musical listening with lovely Lucille Norman and her guests. Life with Luigi, People Are Funny, and Hollywood Music Hall. Just part of the top-flight entertainment you'll find Tuesday evenings over most of these same stations. Now back to George Fisher.
At breakfast, watching with real admiration the 100 or more people who are participants in this great operation, which will bring 4 and 5 shows a day for the next 17 days to every out-of-touch-with-the-world base in the world, I see Roscoe H. Hoot Gibson, Debbie Reynolds, Walter Pigeon, and many more, all satisfied to trade a turkey dinner at home for G.I. Chow served off icy trays at the front lines. These cheerful people of Hollywood make you feel good all over and proud to the skies. I felt privileged driving out to the airport with them. Here we are now at Lockheed Airport in Burbank, California, where 4 huge planes are assembled for the takeoff in about 5 minutes. A tremendous crowd is lined up behind the gates. The colorfully dressed Scotch bagpipe band from the 6th Army from San Francisco's Presidio, which you hear in the background, marches around jauntily. And here beside me is Keenan Wynn, making a last second round. Keenan, I wonder if you're disappointed not going to Honolulu first because of bad weather and your plane not being able to go that way. Instead, they'll go by the Aleutians.
Actually, it's better. I'll tell you why it is. It saves 1,200 miles. And we're not necessarily out to have a stopover in Honolulu, you know. This isn't the point. It's a nice idea. But it'll get us to where the work has to be done a little sooner.
You know, the Paul Douglas just handed me a telegram. Says, please cancel my confirmed reservation in Honolulu.
Oh, really?
But of course, as you say, it's all...
Gee, I've got a couple of telegrams
here.
Let's
see what they are, Keenan.
It's funny you mentioned that. I got so excited when I came here. I didn't... You know, I had fun running around and seeing all my crew from the last show.
Yeah, look, because last year you were...
Oh, no, this is very nice. This is kind of a little secret. You know who that is?
No.
That's Barbara Whiting.
No kidding.
And a little Barbie, son of love. I call her Barbie. Nobody else does, I don't think. Well, let's see what the other one says. This is to the troop, I think.
That's got to be Forrest Tucker.
You know who this is? No, it's not.
No?
This was our pianist last year, Bobby Tucker. And Bobby can't go with us this year because we can't have a pianist. In the wintertime, you have to use a piano accordionist. And by the way, we were very lucky in having June Bruner with us, you know.
Oh, yes, she's so great.
This is her 4th trip to Korea.
Mm-hmm. Well, Keenan, have a wonderful time. I'm going to sit here and wait till I get the sound of the plane heading for Korea.
Oh, so. Sure.
Well, the moment for the takeoff is at hand now. The planes are revving up. This one you hear is bound for Korea, carrying Keenan Wynn, Walter Pigeon, Dawn Adams, Roscoe H., June Bruner, Paul Douglas, Jan Sterling, and about 20 more. They're waving crazily inside the plane. You can't hear the crowd's cheers over the plane noise, but it's the beginning of a great day for the GIs overseas. And there she goes, the first plane to take off, the time 9:15 a.m., December 19th. Good luck and happy landings for Hollywood's Operation Korea. And that's my Hollywood report for now.
Next week, same time, same station. Hear more off-guard and on-tape news of Hollywood celebrities at home, at work, and at play. As the noted Movieland reporter George Fisher says,
let's go Hollywood.
Let's Go Hollywood is written and produced, transcribed by George Fisher. This Monday again, CBS Radio offers its great Monday night drama duo, radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense, and the dean of all storytellers, Lux Radio Theater. Enjoy them both with Hollywood stars in the leading roles. A teeth-chattering yarn on suspense, and an audience-proved screenplay adaptation with original players recreating memorable film performances on Lux Radio Theater. Remember, on most of these same stations Monday night, CBS Radio presents Suspense and Lux Radio Theater. This is the CBS Radio Network.